Since the Internet emerged a decade ago as a free and accessible global communications network, there have been countless assaults by malicious computer viruses and numerous attempts by saboteurs to crash the system. The Internet has survived them all, but the future security of the Internet is uncertain. Most of the hundreds of millions of regular Internet users have become so accustomed to email, quick information, and software sharing, they might take for granted the technical wonder of the net. But not Jonathan Zittrain. Zittrain is professor of Internet Governance and Regulation at Oxford University and co-founder of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. He says he's continually impressed by the open-endedness of the Internet.
It's, to me, astounding to find ourselves with this collective instrumentality where somebody somewhere in the world, one person or a handful of people, maybe for fun, maybe for money, maybe because they want fame, can write some interesting new software that does something new, make it available over the Internet, and if it turns out to be popular, before you know it, tens of millions or even hundreds of millions of people could be running the software in a matter of days.
The problem is that the code in which apparently desirable software is written can also contain malicious instructions. These types of code are called viruses. They might be designed, for example, to erase the memory on a personal computer's hard drive and then to replicate themselves across the Internet and infect thousands or millions of other computers and servers. Most viruses so far have ranged from the slightly annoying to the moderately destructive. But Zittrain says it seems only a matter of time before a determined group of programmers will create a virus capable of bringing down hospitals, businesses, governments, and other vital institutions throughout the world, and even bring the Internet itself to a halt. In his book, The Future of the Internet and How to Stop It, Zittrain warns of a possible cyber 9/11, referring to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. Such an attack, he fears, might prompt governments to curb the accessibility and openness of today's Internet, a move that would undermine the creativity and openness, what he calls the essential generativity of the global network. Such an attack, he fears, might prompt governments to curb the accessibility and openness of today's Internet, a move that would undermine the creativity, what he calls the essential generativity of the global network.
That's why I believe we need to come up with ways to deal with the problem of bad code and bad actors so as not to put the consumer in the uncomfortable position of having to choose between generative but unstable or not generative but reliable.
As an alternative, Zittrain recommends that the operational architecture of personal and business computers be divided into green zones and red zones. Green zones would be specially fortified operating systems and data storage environments that would be very difficult to penetrate or change, and which would therefore be more stable and secure. That's where a computer's spreadsheets, payroll, and medical records, and other sensitive data could be safely processed and stored. Red zones, on the other hand, would be the riskier computer environments, internet browsers, and everyday computer programs. Zittrain says the green and the red zones would be insulated from each other.
The idea would be that nothing that happens in red mode, which allows almost anything to take place, can corrupt what's in the green zone of the machine. These are novel architectures, but they're ones that offer some path forward.
But others worry that the red zone-green zone idea could impede the generativity that relies on new software being freely developed, shared, and widely tested by the general online community. David Eisenberg, who teaches at the Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, is the author of The Rise of the Stupid Network.
The problem is that the people in the red zone are very different than the people in the green zone. The edgy internauts who are out there exploring what might be illegal or dangerous might actually not provide a good market test for Mr. and Mrs. Generic Vanilla Internet user. There might be a complete miss.
One very controversial idea for preventing a cyber 9/11 would be to establish licensing requirements for the computer industry. The people who want to write code and sell software would need to be licensed, just like doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, by a state or regulatory agency. private software companies such as Microsoft, Apple, and Sun would make operating systems that only run on pre-approved software. However the line between openness and security on the Internet is drawn, one thing is certain. As millions more people around the world discover the power and the value of the Internet for commerce, entertainment, and the exchange of knowledge, the specter of sabotage and the challenge of security will grow as well.